Our scripture comes from John chapter 4, beginning with verse 7. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, hello, Christ Church, and all of our friends joining us today. I'm so glad you're with us for online worship. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the chat, in the comment section. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, hey, please send those to us. We want to be praying for you. If you want to follow along with my outline, you can do that on the website or the Christ Church app. Well, how are you doing today? I trust that you are encouraged in Christ and looking forward to his continued presence and power for whatever you face this week. Today, I'm beginning a new message series titled Transformed Life. Post transformed in the chat. I don't know about you, but I could use a transformed life. Hello? Mine is not perfect. It needs changing. It needs reshaping and retooling and rearranging. There is always room for adjustment and growth in my life. Some people might think, well, surely the pastor's got it figured out. The pastor must have it all together. Surely the pastor doesn't have any struggles or problems or challenges. Not true. My life needs changing, rearranging, transforming. You see, there's something within me that knows I have not arrived yet. I'm very aware that I still need more of what only God can provide. So, I'm looking forward to this study, this new series. I'm expecting God to show up through this series and use it to stir my heart and our hearts to rearrange my focus and your focus too. Sometimes we get distracted. We get pulled away. I'm asking God to use this series to light a new fire within me about living for him, about living for Jesus. You see, I made my first decision about Jesus Christ when I was young, and as I began to learn about Jesus, I knew that I wanted to follow him. But the Christian journey was not intended to be a one-time decision. In fact, it's a daily walk, a daily decision to walk with Christ. So I've been making these ongoing decisions about Jesus all my life. And guess what? Here's what I've discovered. Passion leaks. Have you found that to be true? You or I can be fired up about our walk with Christ on Sunday afternoon, and by Monday, the passion has begun to slip again. And by Friday, it's almost all gone. That's why we're encouraged to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy, and not to forsake assembling together in worship, because passion, zeal, fervor, it leaks. spiritual fire begins to go out. I talked to a friend recently whose work schedule knocks him out of Sunday worship. And this friend says he can tell a difference when he's not in worship. That's why we're encouraged to get together in worship regularly, online, in person. Spiritual fire goes out. And that's why it's good to have special times of spiritual renewal and focus. And that's what this series is about. Often our soul is thirsty, but we try things that don't satisfy. Have you ever felt that way? That inner emptiness, a sense that something is missing in your life? When we're apart from God, we have this emptiness, this yearning. And so we go seeking after different things to fill the emptiness. We make our choices, but so many things don't satisfy. Often we seek to fill our emptiness or quench our thirst with the wrong things. And we all have those stories, don't we? Well, in our story today from John 4, a woman comes to a well seeking water. When a group of us traveled to Israel a few years ago, we went to this well, Jacob's Well. You can go there. It's still there. It's one of those A sites where you know that Jesus was right here at this well. And that's pretty amazing. And we know that this woman came to this well seeking water in the midst of her pain. How do we know that? Well, she came in the heat of the day when no one else usually was there. She's thirsty and yet ashamed and wants to be alone in her pain. Isn't that like most of us? When we've blown it, we tend too to withdraw from others and isolate ourselves. But Jesus comes to her village and he sees her there and he recognizes that she is like so many of us, weary, hurting, struggling, haunted with guilt and shame. He talks to her. He engages her in conversation. John 4:7 reads, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" Now that wasn't supposed to happen between these two. There was religious and racial tension between Samaritans and Jews. In John 4:9, the woman says, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" And then John adds, "For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." But Jesus, he looked past all that in asking her for a drink. And then Jesus, the scripture says, offered her living water. John 4:10 reads, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." Wow. What does he mean by that? Living water. She's thinking about physical water, H2O. John 4:11, we read, "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water?" She's talking about physical water. While Jesus is using a metaphor, a figure of speech to describe spiritual power from on high, from God, he talks about this water being like a spring that wells up within us, that bubbles up within us and leads to eternal life. John 4:13-14 reads, Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water that I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him or her will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Wow, what a cool image. A spring of living water welling up within us. It even wells up to eternal life, everlasting life. And how does one experience this spiritual living water? We now know we experience it through faith in Jesus. We set aside our own frustrating strivings to find a better life here or a better life there, and we simply choose Jesus. We say, Jesus, I believe in you. I trust you. I want to follow you. And when we do, he sends the living water of his Holy Spirit to live within us. It is the Holy Spirit that comes to live within us as the spring of living water that wells up. Wow. God's Spirit within us like living water. What could be cooler than that? So here's a question. Do you have that living water? Jesus says this living water is available for you and me, and even for people like this woman who had blown it big time. 5 different husbands. Living water from on high comes that bubbles up within us, producing love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Living water that gives you and me victory over our hurts, our habits, our hang-ups. Living water that helps you enjoy life. If you don't have it, you can have it. Today, the woman at the well didn't know what to think. She really didn't know what Jesus was talking about, but she was intrigued. She was drawn to this man who seemed to know all about her. She responded at the level of her understanding. John 4:15 says, Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. She didn't understand everything, but she was willing to step out on a limb with Jesus because there was something that was different about him. Isn't that what our faith is all about? Stepping out on the limb with Jesus? That's what we're going to be exploring through this series. We're going to wrestle with that question. What does it mean to drink this living water? How do we do it? And what is the result in us? Can we move spiritually from where we are now to a new place? This Transformed Life series is a great opportunity for us to expand both our head and our heart understanding. We need both head and heart understanding. God wants to speak to our heads, our minds, our intellects, but he also wants to speak to us through our hearts, our soul, our emotions too. The first week of this series is titled Priming the Pump. How many of you have seen one of those old-fashioned pumps before? You had to pour some water into the pump to prime it and then pump it a few times, and then the water would finally come flowing out. I'm thinking of one of those old-fashioned pumps as we're starting this series. You know, often at the beginning of a new experience, we need to prime the pump. We need to get ourselves ready, prepare our hearts, quiet our souls, start seeking God and considering the idea that God might have a fresh experience, a new beginning, some living water for our soul. I think really there are 4 opportunities in front of us as we start this series. First of all, there's the opportunity to take a fresh look at where we are now. Post now in the chat. There are all kinds of persons in this church in all different seasons in your life with Christ. Some of us are thirsty for more, and we know it. We want it, and you're crying out for more from God. Others are walking hand in hand with God and are wondering, well, do I need to be refreshed in my walk with God? It's a great place to be. And the answer is yes. There is always more from God. Still, others are moving so fast with family, work, other activities. We don't even know we're parched. We're so busy, we can't even imagine stopping for a cool, refreshing drink of living water unless we can get it on the go, at the drive-through window. In that case, we don't even know how parched, how dry we really are. We need this living water. This series is going to be a great time to take a fresh look at where we are now in our spiritual life. It's always also going to be an opportunity to discover who and what really satisfies our soul. Post satisfies in the chat. Have you ever thought about that? Who or what really satisfies your soul? We know that for many people in our world, the what is money. When John D. Rockefeller Jr., one of the richest persons in the world of his day, was asked, how much money is enough? And Rockefeller's reply was, just a little bit more. Yes, God has created us with a thirst for more, but more of what? What is it that really satisfies our soul? We'll talk more about that in the coming weeks. Another opportunity we'll have is to discover our niche. Each one of us is uniquely created with gifts and abilities, and one of God's plans for your life is to help you discover what those gifts and abilities are and where you can use them for His glory and praise. I run into people all the time who tell me how blessed they are to do a particular ministry through our church. Some involves ministry right here in our congregation, teaching Sunday school or a small group or working with children or youth. But some involves ministry that we take out into the community, like Family Promise, serving at the Day Center for the Homeless, serving at City Lights, or serving at John 3:16 Mission. You know, right now, we are looking for a Friday office volunteer. We're looking for Sunday greeters. We're looking for persons who may want to start a new Life Connect group. We're looking for volunteers for Christmas on the Corner on December the 11th. We're looking for care callers. We're looking for volunteers for the Fellowship and the Evangelism Board. With God, the possibilities of what He might have you and I do are endless. There is a right place, a right niche, a right ministry for you. Well, finally, this series is going to be a great opportunity to commit or recommit our life. You know, God already made His commitment to us. We're reminded every time we see a cross. Now, as we walk through this six-week series, we have the opportunity to commit or recommit to our relationship with Him and to learn of that good news that leads to our transformed lives. I don't know about you, I need it, a transformed life. And I believe God wants to use this series to help all of us experience. And I pray that this series is going to help each of us satisfy our thirst for whatever we're missing from God. When we commit to pray, to be open to God, to be here to hear the message, we are priming the pump. And as we prime the pump, and as we focus on what really matters, the living water begins to flow. I'm looking forward to talking more about it next week. Let me close with this. A pastor in Africa who possessed contagious faith wrote these words about commitment that speak straight to the heart. I'm a Christian. The die has been cast. I've stepped over the line. My decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I will not look up, look back, slow down, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense, and my future is secure. I'm finished. I'm totally done with low living, small planning, smooth knees, mundane talking, chintzy giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence or prosperity or position or promotion or popularity. I don't have to be right or first or top or recognized or praised or rewarded. My pace is set. My goal is sure. The road is narrow. My way is tough. My companions few, but my God is reliable and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, delayed, or deluded. I will not flinch in the face of adversity, nor negotiate at the table of the enemy, nor meander in the maze of mediocrity. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. I'll go until he comes, give until I drop, speak all I know of him, and work until he stops me. And when he comes again, he'll have no problem recognizing me because my colors are clear. Man, what a statement. I love that. Remember this, commitment is when our colors are clear. It involves knowing whose team we're on. Commitment primes the pump for receiving the water of life that God has provided for us. My prayer is that each of us will commit the journey of this series and receive all that God has committed for us. Let us pray. Amen. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, gracious Lord, stir us up. Help us take a fresh look at where we are and where you want us to be. We've got some things to learn, some decisions to make. But every day is a new day, a day to consider what you can teach us, what you can show us. Work in our lives in these coming days. Enable us to respond, to act in great faith. In Jesus' name we've prayed. And everyone said, amen, amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, I'd love to hear from you. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. We want to hear from you. And again, thank you for your generosity. Your ongoing gifts are helping us care for and reach new people for Jesus. You can go online using the app or the website anytime. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities and find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, Jesus is the one who promised living water to transform our lives. Make it your purpose to drink this living water from Jesus. And who do you know thirsty for this living water too? Won't you share it with them?
Hi, it's Samaritan's Purse Christmas shoebox time at CUMC. There are shoeboxes, labels, girl and boy, and flyers with info on how to pack a shoebox on the table in the people place. Please, take what you need. Shipping costs for each box is $10 this year. Please place your check made out to Samaritan's Purse inside the box or boxes you make.
Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo! Here's my shoebox!
Oh my! Look how generous you are!
I wanted the precious child to have a very, very wonderful Christmas.
Well, the boxes really should close tightly and be flat on top for shipping to the children.
Oh.
Have you considered getting another box and dividing what you're giving to two children?
You mean I would have the opportunity to bless two children instead of one? Why, that's a double blessing for me.
Indeed. And don't forget the ornament tree. Why not take a couple? Purchase the items, place them in the wire baskets in the people place, and come for some fun at the packing party November 10th at 6 p.m. in the gym to fill additional shoeboxes.
Well, I'll head to the tree and take a handful of ornaments, and I'll be there.
Well, thank you, Miss Sue.
So I've been working on my Batman impression.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Of course.
Oh no, it's kryptonite.
Lisa, that's Superman.
Thanks, man. Come one, come all to our all-new Fall Family Festival event on Sunday, October 23rd from 12 to 2 p.m. Bring the whole family for an afternoon of fun, including inflatables, high-throwing games, trunks, $1 candy apples, face painting, a cakewalk, and many other activities. Join us in the gym for a chili cheese hot dog or a Frito pie meal for just $3 per person.
Discover CUMC is a chance to find out more about our church, its beliefs, history, and membership. On October 16th at 2 p.m., we'll share snacks and conversation about who we are as a church and where we're going. Pastor Bob and Chris Miracle will guide our time together as we discover CUMC. Sign up at the Connect Center.
You can find all of this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.